Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today, our guests are Dr. Rui Angios, pediatric cardiologist, and Dr. Joao Rato in Hospital Santa Cruz, and this is one of the three hospitals in Centro Hospitalar de Lisboa Occidental in Portugal. Dr. Angios is the main representative of this ERN member hospital. Welcome. Joao, would you please tell us something briefly about your city?
Of course. Hi, Nink. Thank you for the invitation to be a part of this podcast. So we work in Lisbon, which is a beautiful city near the sea, the capital of Portugal, and also the biggest city in the country. It's an ancient and modern city at the same time, with a vibrant feeling. We have the pleasure of hosting various cutting edge universities. The city has a lot of entrepreneurship and activities. And is full of activity right now. It's one of the most up and coming places in Europe right now. We are also known for our food, our light, which is one of the brightest in Europe, and our beaches are quite good. So we will invite everyone to come and meet us here in Lisbon.
This sounds great. Then we go to the next question. Dr. Angios, can you tell us about your hospital and what is the main focus?
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for this for your introduction. Our hospital is one of the major hospitals in Lisbon. This is now part, as you have said, of a hospital center. But Hospital de Santa Cruz is a hospital known by being a heart center and a renal center as well. So the hospital was built 40 years ago with a focus on heart diseases and renal transplantation. So we are one of the most active centers in terms of cardiac diseases in the country. And we cover most of the country, but especially the south of the country. And we also support the Azores and Madeira Islands in terms of cardiac diseases, advanced care for cardiac patients.
Mm-hmm. And Joao, why did you become a member of the ERN, and in which thematic areas you're active?
So we are active in congenital heart disease. We wanted to become a member of the ERN because ERN is a great initiative that's being constructed here in Europe to increase the quality of our work. And we have put a lot of thought and care in improving the quality of our services, of the care of our patients. And we wanted to benefit from the knowledge and the talks, the multidisciplinary talks that can happen in these networks. We also are looking forward to join ERN HeartGuard in other thematic areas in the future.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Angios, what can you contribute to the ERN?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because we are a small country, a country with not that many resources, but it is amazing what we have accomplished with a somewhat low budget compared with other countries from Northern Europe, for instances. So I think that our example can help to support a view of better care with a low budget, and probably contribute to a more sustainable activity in our areas. We have very good examples on how we have succeeded in terms of networking, on using telemedicine, on using training of pediatric specialists in peripheral centers to become pediatricians with a special interest in cardiology. So we have a very good experience with that. And we are networking now, our center is networking with around 10 peripheral hospitals in the southern Portugal and the Azores Islands. And in fact, I think that this is the strongest point in our program is how we manage patients through this networking, and how we manage to get the good provision of care as close as possible to home with the focus on our patients. So we can actually give some examples of how to do it, as we have succeeded very nicely from scratch in the last 20 years. And also, I think we have a very good record of participation in registries and clinical studies. So I think we can provide a very good input of patients for both these types of large scale studies and registry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And on the other side, what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, I think the ERN can provide an excellent opportunity for easy access to expert opinions from high volume and highly differentiated centers in Europe. So it's a good way of through this networking to get expert opinions for our patients. Networking with other centers is also extremely important for training, not only for medical training, but also for nursing and technicians and other professionals involved in care for our cardiac patients. The exchange program, João has benefited from this exchange program in the past, provides an excellent opportunity for seeing what is going around in Europe and who is doing what, and getting contact with highly differentiated centers. And also in terms of education, it's fantastic what you have been accomplished through Arngard Heart in terms of access to events, to webinars, to podcast series, and also to registries. So we want to be involved in this large family and take the most of being part of the network Arngard Heart in terms of congenital heart disease. And as Joan said, we're looking for getting involved in other thematic areas, because our hospital can do it. I think we are possible a good candidate for other thematic areas in the future.
Thank you. Okay, we will continue with some personal questions. Always very nice to hear this from all the members. João, where did you train, and who was or is your most important mentor?
Well, I trained here in Hospital Santa Cruz and also in Evelina Children's Hospital in London. My most important mentors, I have to say that my greatest lessons came from Dr. Rui Anjos, who is sitting here next to me, and also from my mentor, Dr. Graça Nogueira. And I also learned a lot from all the team in London, especially Dr. John Simpson, who taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm. And Rui, may I ask you the same question? Where did you train, and who was your most important mentor?
Well, I trained here in Lisbon with Professor Maimon Martins many years ago. And I also spent a two-year period in London training at the Brompton initially with Bob Anderson and Andrew Reddington. And also at Guy's Hospital with Mike Tynan, with Professor Mike Tynan and Shak Qureshi, and also a 3 month period in also looking at heart transplants with Rosemary Radley Smith and at Harefield Hospital. And this was a very productive 2 year period. Other than this, I spent another year in the United States training at Texas Children's Hospital with Dr. Chuck Mullins. And I also had an interesting period at New Orleans Children's Hospital, where I was an associate professor for around 1 year. So it was very interesting. My main mentors were, apart from Professor Maimon Martins, who was really a leader in pediatric cardiology here in Portugal, Professor Mike Tynan and Shak Qureshi, who were great examples in professional terms.
Mm-hmm. And what is the most important lesson learned?
Well, for me, the single most important lesson learned here in Hospital Santa Cruz is the attention to detail that was passed on from Dr. Rui Anjos to me, the attention to detail and to take great care with our therapies, with our patients, with everything to do, to check everything twice, thrice, keep checking everything, and make sure that we are doing the best we can.
Yes, and indeed it's a difficult question, of course, to say what is the one very most important lesson learned, because maybe there are more. Dr. Anjos, can you answer this question as well?
Well, probably I have a longer life experience, but probably the most important lesson is that we have to work for the patients and also with the patients, and also that we have to work as a team. The teamwork is extremely important in our field. And so probably the lesson that I've learned from my professional life is that the teamwork is the most important aspect of caring for patients with complex heart disease.
Thank you. Dr. Anjos, something completely different. What is your favorite sport?
Well, my favorite sports are walking, especially walking around the walking on the promenade along the river here at here near Lisbon, and also swimming. I like swimming.
Mm-hmm. And Joao?
Well, for me, it's biking. I love to do it. And nowadays, my most intensive sport is really parenting.
It's a heavy one. And Joao, what is your favorite holiday destination?
Well, the two most beautiful places that I ever been to are, and that I look most fondly to, are the Greek islands. I've been in several, and they are all very beautiful. And also a holiday that I took with my wife through India for 1 month. That was really something special. Also here in Portugal, I always look forward to travel to Alentejo and to the southern coast of Portugal, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Anjos, this is the last question for you as well. What is your favorite holiday destination?
Well, probably the Brazil. The Brazil, they speak Portuguese, is a very friendly country for us Portuguese, but also for everybody else. The Brazilians are special, and we love Brazil. And also here in Portugal, I love the southern coast of the country, the Algarve, but I love the Algarve particularly out of the standard vacation, out of the hot months. It's a fantastic place to go. And where food is fantastic, the weather is fantastic. So I love the Algarve here in Portugal.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to the both of you. And of course, also thanks to our listeners today. And we hope to meet you next week again.
Okay, thank you very much, Ninke. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Bye-bye. All the best.